Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community, that's for sure. This program is sponsored in part by OPEIU and the American Federation of Government Employees, both in the Washington, D.C. area. We appreciate their support. Joining me today for Media Matters, we have Christina Lopez. Christina, welcome back.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us today.
Let's see. This is an important topic.
It is. Obstacles in women of color's what women of color face in the workplace are being inadvertently illuminated. That's a mouthful, but this is something that we don't talk about, and people kind of are shocked when it does come out and we talk about it. A Latina woman in this country is probably making about 60%. Or 60 cents on every dollar that a white male makes. And that's just,
it's
beyond.
It's great that you bring that up today, because it just happens to be Equal Pay Day today. Today's a day that, it's kind of to raise awareness that it would take a woman this long, starting in 2016, in January 2016, it would take her until today, April 4th, to make as much as a white male makes in the same job, which is not the same for Latino or women of color in general. However, what we want to talk about today is something that you just mentioned in your introduction. This is something that people often don't notice, but to women of color in the workplace is the sad reality of day in, day out, just the price they have to pay to be in the workplace and compete against, male counterparts.
I don't get it. Categorically, women are smarter than I am. They work harder than I am. They're better looking than I am. And just generally deserve to get paid more, but this doesn't work. I'm being facetious, but seriously. I have to say that unions do a better job of stopping that from happening. A woman doing a job that a male does gets the same rate of pay for the most part in unions. We're not perfect.
Right.
We're not perfect, but we're better off than most places. Some of the silly things I've heard, she doesn't have to work. He's got a family, really? No. And for those people that are out there saying that this is okay, like Donald Trump, when he was asked about his daughter,
right?
He said, she may have to find another place to go to work. No, really? The work, you get the pay.
Talking about the privilege, the privilege that she has, that she could actually afford to just quit her job and, not face any hurdles when it comes to getting an interview at another place. But in just last week, you saw two examples of very public examples in a very unusual public context of how women of color are treated in the workplace in mm-hmm. ways that wouldn't necessarily apply to male counterparts. And one example was the way that the host of the Fox show, the O'Reilly Factor, Bill O'Reilly, referred to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. He said that he could not hear a word that she said because he was too busy looking at her wig. He mocked her hair in a way that would have never happened if the person talking was a male. And in the same day, Sean Spicer, press secretary, White House press secretary, he lashed out at reporter April Ryan. And he interrupted her repeatedly and said, "Please stop shaking your head again." Like, he immediately went after her facial gestures and went after just her body language. It just comes to show what women of color have to face in the workplace mm-hmm. is just added hurdles to what's already hard for women in general.
I get it. And my question is, first of all, for all the guys that are out there, do you really want your mother, your wife, your sister, your daughter, your aunt treated that way, or can you do better?
The thing about that argument is, though, that you're appealing to women that they know, and the argument should be made that women and women of color are deserving of respect in and of its own way, mm-hmm. whether the accuser has sisters, mothers, or spouses. Like, that shouldn't factor into the plain and simple truth that everyone deserves respect, and that women should not be harassed for their looks or told how they should be, you know, manifesting their opinion. Whether they are shaking their heads or not should not be relevant to their, to, you know, how they actually perform in the workplace.
No, I stand corrected. How's that?
Thank you.
But I agree with that wholeheartedly. Perhaps my attempt to try and convince others to think like I do is I'll work on that. How's that? This wrong is wrong, and you know, quite frankly, we shouldn't accept wrong if it's directed at somebody else or any more easily than we should direct it if it's directed at us.
No, absolutely.
And that education process, however we do it, needs to be done, and it needs to be done in a strong affirmative manner. And the more we do that, the better off we are. And like I said, you know, do we get it 100% right all the time in labor unions? No, but my God, we get it right far more than ununionized sectors, you know? So.
Absolutely. And you know, like that is definitely bringing hope to the many things that people are already facing.
Right. So, you know, my...
That is definitely a step forward.
Absolutely. And my statement is a woman's place is in her union, and preferably in a leadership position, you know. So
that would be fantastic.
Yeah. So there you go. All right, so Christina, we're going to sign you up, and oh, you're already signed up, but that's another story. So in any case, what else should we be talking about today with this?
So this is the thing, today is actually a great day, like I said, to talk about this, because it is Equal Pay Day, and if we can do anything about this situation, is at least to raise awareness about the fact that it's happening. And you know, there's a lot of research on the matter, and the American Association of University Women has a lot of research on this, and they found that progress that's been made to close income disparities in general has kind of stalled in recent years, and that the pay gaps between genders and between racial ethnic groups, you know, you can't really explain those by factors known to affect earnings in general. And it's still largely in part because of discrimination. And this is something that this is a conversation a lot of people don't want to have, because of course it's uncomfortable. But the fact of the matter is that it's still there, and that research still points back to a level of discrimination. While you can still factor in a difference in choices, while you can still factor in the way that societal and other factors affect the choices that different people have to make at the end of the day, there is still a latent discrimination going on. And you saw that in the way, like, you saw that publicly and very explicitly in a way that's usually more subtle and more disguised in these two very public national media examples in cable news. You saw it in the way that April Ryan was treated for doing her job, which is, you know, to hold power accountable by asking tough questions. And you saw it in the way that a congresswoman was referred to just because she was doing her job. A person thought that her opinion should not count because he didn't like the way that her hair looked. And so this is a very important conversation that we still need to be having, the fact that discrimination is very much a factor, and that it poses hurdles that not a lot of people have when it comes to the workplace.
Yeah. And Bill O'Reilly has some other issues with women, too, but that's another story.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, we don't have enough long of a segment to talk about that.
No, we don't. In any case, Christina, we are just about out of time here. Appreciate you being with us today. How do we find out more about you and the wonderful job you do at Media Matters?
Well, you can find me on Twitter, at Cris Lopez G. And you can find the work of Media Matters on Twitter as well, at MMFA.
There you go.
Or mediamatters.org.
Christina, always a pleasure. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Love being here. Thank you. Talk
Thank you. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.